A song about rampant drug abuse and domestic assault that can only be brought to you by a band called Fun. Everybody, and welcome once again to Decomposition Podcast, where we hyper-analyze all of your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
You're a little nervous.
I did, like, just before, when you gave me the little, like, I'm gonna start signal, I was like, ooh, I got a little nervous, because we haven't done this for almost 6 months.
I've missed you, Katie.
That's hilarious. I mean, I'm sure you've really missed me since we've been in our home together.
For the past
two and a half weeks.
Yeah. But, you know, I've missed you.
Oh, well, that's sweet. I've missed doing this with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're back.
Me too.
Even if it's not going to be like a regular thing.
We're back for now, guys.
We're back for now because we have so much time at home avoiding disease.
Yeah.
So, should be fun, right? Mm-hmm.
But we've missed all of you and doing this, life just got like a little hectic, and then all of a sudden, not hectic at all.
I do want to thank all the people that decided to reach out and say like, hey, you guys okay? Because yes, short answer, yes, we are okay. But it was nice to hear from everybody. I'm thinking there was, you know, there was,
Terry reached out,
Mark reached out. Oh, other people reached out and I'm blanking on that.
Well, I think Sandy did.
We've had a couple of back and forths with Sandy. Sandy, by the way, thank you for shouting us out to the publication NME who recommended us. That was pretty huge.
Yeah, so in a what to listen to during COVID-19 article in NME, which is only 10 podcasts, we are mentioned.
I think that might be a series that they do. I don't know, but...
Don't ruin this for me, Brad.
Yes. I must ruin it. It was actually an article about the worst podcasts out there. So, the lamest content. Do we want to discuss this song?
Yeah, I hate this song now.
You hate this song?
I think I do hate this song.
Did you not hate it before?
No, I thought it was, and I'm no pun intended here, genuinely. I thought it was fun.
Well, tonight.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. The song we are doing is the 2011 smash hit song by the band Fun, period. That's actually how they go. It is Fun, period, like officially. It is the song We Are Young featuring Janelle Monáe off of their album Some Nights. This was a monster smash hit, like Carly Rae Jepsen levels of smash hit. This went to number one on the Hot 100, number one on the Adult Top 40, number one on Hot Rock Songs, number one on the Mainstream Top 40. It went to number one in Australia, Austria, Canada, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Mexico, Poland, Portugal, Scotland, the UK. 2013 Grammy Song of the Year ended up at number 99 on Billboard's all-time Hot 100 list.
What?
Yeah. Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
Certified platinum in 10 countries, certified diamond in the United States, selling 6.83 million. This song sucks. I am.
Period.
Period. Fun, period.
Sucks, period.
Sucks, period. So, Katie, you thought this was a fun song. Fun, period song.
I knew it was a fun period song. That sounds weird.
For the, well. So, ladies, if you ever need to. If you ever need a good, like, get me through this week song.
When I can't go there. I can't even go there.
You can. You won't.
I won't even go there. Anyway.
So anyway, what are your thoughts on this song?
Gals, if you're menstruating, this is the song for you. Gentlemen as well. I don't want you to feel left out. So let's drop the whole period thing.
For now. It's good to be back.
Yep. So I thought this was just a totally innocuous, when it's on the radio, turn it up and sing along to it, fun
period
song.
Yeah.
And that was it. I love this guy's voice. I do think he has a great singing voice.
I don't disagree with you. I do think he has a great range.
Mm-hmm.
A very expressive mouth on this man.
So expressive.
I wrote down that he looks like a fish-mouthed John Mulaney.
Oh, my God. I do think he's a very handsome man, though. I want to add right. that in. If we're going to call him fish-mouth Mulaney.
There's some attractive fish out there.
I want to say he's a handsome fish. Well, you know I have a current obsession. So I've realized, I'm sure other people have known this for like, I don't know, since I got my adult teeth. But I've only realized in the last like 6 or 8 months that I have very big teeth. And you know I'm obsessed now with people with big teeth and big mouths.
Well, you were saying that about that lady from Lake Street Dive.
Yes. I was like, look at her with her teeth.
With her big old
teeth. I love it. So
it's those chipmunk chompers. And that lady who was on SNL who just guest starred on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yep, her too.
Whatever her name
is. Whatever her name is. Lady Big Teeth.
I'm going to have to ask Darren. I'm sure he knows.
I'm starting a club. I am not saying this to be shitty to these people because I'm part of the club. It makes me feel seen.
Yeah.
And so this guy with his big mouth and his teeth and everything, I love him.
So 2020, well, this was 2011.
Yeah.
2011. I was going to say 2020 for all the garbage nonsense that has happened over the past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
But this was really 9 years ago.
Yeah.
This song is 9 years old and that makes me feel gross as a human.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why that makes you feel gross
like
as a human.
Old, because old is gross. Yeah.
Oh, old is gross. I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get it.
You were 30 when this song came out, or 29.
29,
even. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
who
man.
Who even remembers that?
And I knew this song was a gigantic hit. And to be honest, like the other two fun period songs that came out after this that were smash hits. Some Nights and then Carry On.
Mm-hmm.
I like those songs, especially Carry On.
Is that the one he did with Pink? Did he do a song with Pink?
He did do a song with Pink. What's this guy's name? Nate, R-U-E-S-S. Russ.
Russ? Let's just say Russ.
Let's say Nate Russ. Yeah, he does. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough.
That's not
my singing voice.
No, it's I don't know whose singing voice that is.
Nate Russ. That's my Pink. That's my
offensive.
I hate that song too.
You do?
Yeah, I do, and I can tell you entirely it's like entirely because they're both singing the exact same part. They don't harmonize, and that doesn't work for me.
So because he's a man with a high voice, and she's probably like an alto belter.
She can sing anything she wants, I think.
I mean, her voice is incredible. Yeah. But she usually sings in kind of an alto-y range, or like a belter's range. So they're singing in the same octave, the same part?
The exact same notes, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like I said, it just doesn't work for me.
I like that song. You know, I never thought about fine. The
you
singing parts.
And millions of other people out there, so mm-hmm. But not for me. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No.
We are here to talk about fun period song We Are Young.
I don't understand what this song is about at all.
I am certain that this is just two different songs that were smashed together. And I don't think it works. I think that you want to cut straight to the chorus. I remember I first heard this song. It was in a commercial. I don't remember what the commercial was. Maybe a car commercial, mm-hmm. if I vaguely remember. Evidently, this song became a big hit because it was covered on Glee. And that was before the actual band had a hit with it. It was Glee put it out as a single. So,
what were teenagers doing singing this song for school?
Oh, I don't know.
That makes
the getting
no
up
sense.
To hijinks.
And shenanigans.
Tomfoolery. Ballyhoo.
Anything else? Is there any other?
If I could remember whatever else he said in Goodwill Hunting.
I do remember that
the
scene
ballyhoo now. The tomfoolery, I forget what else he says. So anywho,
start with the chorus?
Yeah,
there's Katie, not that much to say about this chorus, to be honest, because like you were saying, it's almost as if it's two songs smashed together.
Right.
One song that could have been an enjoyable party song.
Right.
And another song that is a complete enigma to
right.
me.
And it was written by a fishmouth monster.
And a video.
Yeah.
That also feels like it is
a pandemonium.
Something horrible just smushed together with celebration.
Oh, you're talking about that guy drinking the milk?
No, that's not the something horrible.
I thought you would have hated.
I did not like that
milk
close up shot of him getting slapped and then spraying milk in slow motion. I didn't like that at all. But there are many other horrible things going on in that video.
Yeah, that we will get to.
Yeah,
but for now.
Let's just do this chorus.
Let's just do this chorus, Katie.
So it's Tonight We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Tonight, we are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
Fine.
Who cares?
That's fine. Yeah, exactly. You can sing along with it.
Tonight, and
that's really all this song needs.
About what, 4 or 5 syllables?
Yeah. Although now that I know more about the song, I feel like maybe he's actually talking about committing arson.
Right? Like,
he's a monster. Nate Russ is a monster of a human being.
I thought setting the world on fire was a metaphor.
Right.
I thought the sun, or us burning brighter than the sun, was a lovely simile.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Yeah, this is like in a very like the Joker, like some people just want to watch the world burn.
We're going to set ourselves literally on fire and burn brightly.
But yeah, this isn't some form of like Buddhist monk protest.
We're talking
about a guy who's trying to burn down your world.
I'd like to be fair to Nate Russ, though. Nate Russ is the writer of the song.
Yes.
It does not make him the speaker.
That's true.
So the speaker is clearly a garbage person.
I think,
but I don't
did
think,
he write this song or did Jack Antonoff write this song?
Anyway, I have no idea who Jack Antonoff is.
Katie.
I don't.
Oh boy. You're gonna be upset when I tell you who it is.
I haven't even thought about music in this way for 6 months, Bradford. And you know I don't know things.
Right. You don't remember things.
I remember passages from literature that I have taught many times, and I remember numbers.
Yes.
And I remember nothing else.
Okay, so it was written by the entire band.
Okay.
Jack Antonoff, Leah Dunham's ex-boyfriend from Bergenfield, New Jersey. He's also in that band Bleachers, who sang I Want to Get Better. He's a big producer.
I am not kicking myself. Although,
he put out other songs that we've talked about on this podcast.
Such as?
Sarah Bareilles' is Brave.
Well, of course I blocked that out. Yeah. I mean, it's practically traumatic.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be expected
to remember
things about Bareilles, of all people.
I thought you settled your feud with her.
I did. I'm just having fun.
That's something I want to revisit, by the way, because there's another song by Bareilles I would love to do. And now that you've put that feud aside.
Uh-oh. Do you think it's going to, like, reignite the fire?
I don't know.
Maybe. I'll be burning brighter than the sun. Ugh. Ugh. You know, friend of the podcast, frequent guest Josh Rifkin.
Yeah.
Did threaten me with Sarah Bareilles the other day.
Oh, did he?
Well, you know, because we're all just stuck in the house.
Sure.
So there's some Until Tomorrow social media game that I'm sure people are familiar with. So he posted a picture and I liked it. And then he sent me a message that was like, now you have to post an embarrassing picture. And I was like, haha, I'm not fun and I don't play interwebs games. So I'm not going to do it. And then he was like, well, I'll just post that you love Sarah Bareilles and I'll tag you in it. And I was like, no one would believe you.
Right.
So go ahead. I dare you. Bareilles. Sure. But no, she's fine. I mean, whatever.
So Nate Russ says that the lyrics were inspired by, quote, my worst drinking night of all time.
Ooh. I just defended him.
You did.
I hope that it was inspired by his worst drinking night of all time, not true to his personal actions.
Right.
In his worst drinking night of all time. Although, so you, the worst part of this song really references something that happened in
right. And past. I was going to say, should I just knock out verse one so that we could talk about Nate Russ's worst drinking night of all time?
I think you have to.
All right. So verse one. Give me a second. I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me. Oh. You cringed.
I did.
My lover. My lover.
I hate that.
She's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget it. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. All right. So reading this, a couple of questions popped into my head. Who is he speaking to?
I don't know.
That's really it. Because at first my idea is like, well, this guy beats his lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or his lover. This guy beats his lover. But he's talking to somebody and pointing out that his lover is across the bar. So is he talking to just some somebody he got into a fist fight with? No. And then they made up? Then they hugged it out, bro?
But somebody's asking her about a scar. I think he shifts to talking to her. I think he starts... It's a pronoun problem here, and it's not great. But I think the intention is he starts kind of talking to himself about her, and then in the moment shifts to kind of talking to her in his mind from across the bar.
So we can imply that it is in fact his lover waiting across the bar. Mm-hmm. And every time I say that, you like shake your head. Ugh.
But so much of this still doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no kidding. Because the wild shift into the chorus, which is like one musically 100% different. Mm-hmm. Like it sounds like I said, two songs smashed together. And then the message goes from like, I owe you an apology for beating the crap out of you to like, let's just live life to the fullest while we can.
That made me want to barf.
I know, right?
I just have a number of questions when I read this. Yeah. Like, I don't know what story he needs to get straight. Is what's happening here? He was sitting at the bar with this woman.
Yeah.
He got up from his seat. He went maybe to the bathroom where his friends are getting higher than the Empire State, and he is returning. And as he starts to return, his seat has someone else sitting in it.
Right.
And so then he thinks...
Or it's just a pair of sunglasses sitting in his seat.
And then maybe the story he needs to get straight is like, oh, I need to figure out what I'm going to say when I approach this woman who I've harmed and the person she's sitting with right now. Is that what's happening?
I don't know. It feels like this is definitely a song that the more you think about it, the less sense it makes.
Right.
Like if I wasn't going through the lyrics right now, I would say like he's trying to get back together with his lady friend who somebody at the bar is trying to pick up.
Well, that's what I thought was happening too. But he says my lover like she's my lover right now.
Right.
But then it also feels like they're not together right now, that he's trying to convince her.
Well, why would she want to be together?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not yelling at you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I can't tell from this if they are together.
Right.
They're clearly, when you look at verse two, which we will momentarily, they're clearly out together in the same group.
Yes.
But are they like people who were previously in a relationship who still have the same group of friends, but she's with another dude? Or are they together? I don't think they can be together for this to make any sense. But he says my lover, like it's now, like it's current.
Yeah. And it does not at all get back to this point. This verse is completely separate from the rest of the song. Because as you go through the next verse, and is there even, I don't think there's a third verse.
No.
There's a bridge.
There's a weird bridge.
But like he never comes back to, I'm at a bar with my lover, you know, whether or not he's talking about beating her up.
I think this does continue in the second verse, but I gotta think that through. Let's kind of hold that thought for a second. Did you read the Genius Lyrics note about some sunglasses?
No, I did not.
I don't agree with it.
Let's see what it says.
I don't, maybe that is slang, but I don't think that that's what's meant here.
What does it say?
It says that sunglasses is like a slang term for a police officer.
Okay.
But that doesn't make sense in the context of this moment. I don't think it's a police officer in this moment in the bar asking her, did somebody rough you up?
Or is that why he needs to get his story straight? Did they get into a fight at the bar? No, he gave her the scar months
ago.
Yeah. Okay.
This does not hold together.
No, it does not hold together.
I just thought it was some douchey guy wearing sunglasses inside who was chatting her up at the bar and was like, hey, baby, how'd you get that scar? Somebody wearing
his sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And he's trying to figure out how to approach and interrupt that conversation. That's the best I can do with it. And I don't think it's our fault that we can't quite make sense out of this. I just think it's pretty poorly constructed.
Yeah.
And are we supposed to sympathize with this speaker?
He's just living his life to the fullest, Katie. He's setting the world on fire because he's young.
Scarring women.
Beating up the ladies.
And it doesn't feel like that scar is even like an emotional scar because somebody, could it be an emotional scar?
I suppose.
What if, I'm going to propose something that at least makes me feel less shitty about this song.
Okay.
They are slash were in a relationship and they're out with friends.
Right.
But months ago, he did something that like really emotionally was scarring to her. Maybe he cheated on her. They had a terrible fight that like cuts deep. And maybe she's gotten upset and she's crying a little bit at the bar. And
okay.
Some douchey guy in sunglasses is like, hey, baby, what you crying about? And now he's got to get his story straight and get back in there. And he's not as much of an asshole at that point.
I take exception to the fact that you're judging sunglasses as a douchebag. He's just trying to say like, I see this lady crying at the bar. Like, maybe I should see if she's okay.
I'm sorry. If I encounter you at a bar and you're wearing sunglasses inside, I am going to judge you. And maybe that means I'm not a good person, but I'm okay with that.
Well, that's not why you're not a good person.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I can accept that. What do you think about the emotional scar thing, though?
I think it's possible. It's still, it's weak writing, though. Like, totally. If that's the case, like, make it clear that you are not an abuser.
Right.
unless you're trying to tell, like, a dark story where you are, where the main character is also the antagonist.
But then the chorus is like, let's hold hands and party. That's what it says, right?
Those are the exact words that we just read minutes ago.
Bright and fun and together.
He's already talking about how he wants to light the world on fire.
Yeah.
Then we discussed how, you know, maybe he literally means, like, burn it all down.
When you said he wants to light the world on fire, it made me think of that online rapper who wants to light his... I feel embarrassed.
His name was Krispy Kreme, and then he changed it to Froggy Fresh.
And you say what he
says. No, he says, because you're scared of the dark and you smell like a fart, I'm going to light your fart on fire with my rhymes.
We'll have to share the link of that.
We should. It's brilliant.
At some point. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So.
For not making me say that. My lover, she's waiting for me. Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses. Asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago.
I know you're trying to forget. Do you want to read verse 2 here?
Oh, yeah. Now, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise the cup, because I found someone to carry me home.
So maybe he is kind of linking this to verse 1.
I think it's definitely linked to verse 1.
Our friends are back. They've finished doing all their blow in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Super high.
So high.
Higher than the Empire State.
I actually kind of like that line, though. Higher than the... I don't disagree
with you. I'm just pointing out the characters that are at the bar with him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's raise a cup. Like, who does he want to toast? Because I found someone to carry me home. Like, did this girl buy into his apology that's filled with holes?
I think... I'm not saying this is done well, by the way. It's going to sound right. Like I'm defending the song.
I think it's pretty obvious that it's not done well.
But I think what's happening in the first 4 lines of verse 2 is he's now talking to her, or he's at least thinking about what he's going to say to her.
Sure.
And what he's going to say, or what he is saying, is exactly what's on the page here. I know I'm not all that you've got. I guess that we could, when I look at maybe we could find new ways to fall apart, it's like saying, I know our relationship is kind of messed up, but I thought maybe we could just keep going with it anyway, acknowledging that it's not a very good one, but he wants to stay in it. And then either as he's starting to say that or in the middle of him saying that, their friends come back. And we've all been in those moments, right?
Sure.
Where you're like sort of having an intense side conversation. And then all of a sudden there's a lot of people around and you're like,
cut it off.
I guess we'll just cheers, everybody. Let's get wasted. And so I think that's what's happening in the verse.
Yeah. I do think that this verse holds together better than the first verse.
Sure does.
Because I'm not asking as many questions about it.
All I had written down about the first verse was questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about the last two lines of the verses. So the first verse ends, if you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Yeah.
The second verse ends, so let's raise a cup because I found someone to carry me home.
What do I think of that? Can we make sense of it? I just made a lot of weird noise.
You did, which is so much fun.
I'll carry you home tonight. And then he got super drunk and somebody has to carry him home instead.
Yeah.
If this is, in fact, the worst drinking night of Nate Russ's route. Is it Russ? Did we decide on Rice?
We decided Russ, we would Russ, just say Russ.
Russ. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like the image of, I like the image of, you know, carrying somebody.
Yeah.
In general. And that's fine. It doesn't really work with what he's writing about.
Cause it could be literal.
Yeah.
Or it could be metaphorical.
Or a little bit of both.
Or a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But in either of those circumstances, he's still a shitty lover.
Right.
Because in the first verse, he's saying like, or if in the first verse, he's saying, let's make this work. And he's offering.
Right.
Maybe you could even go as far as to say, promising, I'll carry you. And in the second verse, either somebody else is carrying him altogether. Right. Like he's just with another lover. Or now this lover has to carry him.
Did you just vomit in your mouth a little bit when you said that?
I made a really loud mouth noise into the microphone.
It was more of like a throat like gag.
So I apologize to everyone for that unpleasant noise I made. But he's the shithead here, right?
Like, sure.
You can't, I mean, you can, but it's not a great move to start the evening with, I want to work this out with you, even though I scarred you. And so I promise you, if by the end of the night, you feel like you're falling down, either because you're so drunk or because you feel like sad and burdened,
yeah,
I'll carry you home. And in verse two, it's like, I'm wasted. So now you take care of me. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I definitely do believe that Nate Russ is the shithead here.
Or the speaker is the shithead.
No. I'm going to go so far as to say Nate Russ is the shithead here because like, So Fun Period is around for like this one album. Mm-hmm. That's it. These three guys that put out this album that had these three monster hits on it.
One might say they burned bright and then they like fizzled out.
Brighter than the sun?
Mm-hmm. They were brighter than the sun.
Yeah.
They shined bright like a diamond.
What is that? Are you quoting the song? Did I already forget the lyrics?
That's like a Rihanna song, but you said their album went diamond.
Oh, yeah.
The song did.
This song did.
Thank you for not getting my reference. It's fine.
You got it, dude.
And then they just like disappeared.
Yeah. So Nate Russ decided he wanted a solo career. Which bizombed hard. I mean, that was a big old flop. He did have that hit song with Pink that we discussed earlier. And then, Jack Antonoff went on to produce, Everybody and Their Mother. So he co-wrote Brave, like I said. He's worked with Pink, Saint Vincent, Lorde, Lana Del Rey.
This is Jack Antonoff.
Jack Antonoff.
Nate Russ.
Correct. Okay. Nate Russ sang a song with Pink.
And then spontaneously combusted,
yeah, we assume. Yeah, I'm assuming he chomped on a hook with a worm and...
That's so mean.
So, Pink, Saint Vincent, Lorde, Lana Del Rey. He produced the soundtrack for the movie Love, Simon.
Oh, I liked that movie.
Worked with Taylor Swift. And then he went on to... he was in that the High Fidelity show that we watched too. He was in like one scene of that. Remember the Irish singer guy that
I do that remember that guy.
Jack Antonoff is like producing him in the
Okay.
And then he started a festival called Shadow of the City down at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park
in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Is it a cool festival? Is this like a thing we should be doing?
I think it is a thing that we should be doing. I'm trying to get the exact wording here, but it's basically, it's not just a concert, but it's like a summer stage thing. It has a charity dunk tank. Katie, here's something you would love. It does have a Mario Kart tournament. Then there's a hot sauce cooking class.
What?
A Magic the Gathering tournament. And then there's like live music featuring his band Bleachers. And
Say again the thing before the hot sauce cooking.
The thing before the hot sauce.
Because you were like, you're going to like this. And then I was distracted by our cute dog. And I feel like I missed it.
A Mario Kart tournament.
Oh my God! wish.
Yeah. So it's a charity benefit. And so like all of the proceeds go to the Ally Coalition's work with homeless and at-risk LGBTQ youth. So
how long has he been doing this for?
A couple years now. It's been two or three years, I want to say.
If anything ever happens again, we should check this thing out.
Yeah, right. If we're allowed out of the house. If we are ever allowed out of the house, $45, this is happening.
$45?
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
This is happening. We will be in Montreal.
Yeah. Well, it's not happening.
We'll be in Montreal. Who knows? So anyway.
We'll have our own Mario Kart tournament. Yeah. Just us.
So Bergenfield's own Jack Antonoff is a musical powerhouse now as a result.
Wow.
Yeah. And he used to date Scarlett Johansson in high school. Do you want to go ahead and read the bridge? The Janelle Monáe part?
If I can find it. Oh, here it is. It's interlude. And then there's bridge.
Oh yeah, read them both.
Okay.
Let's get this garbage knocked out and talk about this batshit video.
Carry me home tonight. Just carry me home tonight. This is Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
Carry me home tonight. Just carry me home tonight. And then he comes in. The moon is on my side. What the F? I didn't even look at this part. I didn't look at it. I'm sorry. I'll collect myself. The moon is on my side. I have no reason to run. So will someone come and carry me home tonight? The angels never arrived, but I can hear the choir. So will someone come and carry me home tonight? That's the worst part of the song.
This is like trash garbage. This is so bad.
This is like just cliche after cliche after cliche.
Yes.
I didn't know you could pack so many cliches into six lines.
Why would you get Janelle Monáe to feature on your song and then have her sing one line over and over again? It's like, did Janelle Monáe come into the studio and say like, all right, I've got 18 seconds. Let's go. Let's do this.
That's the only logical explanation.
That's the only logical explanation, because it would make more sense to have her sing this garbage bridge.
Maybe that was the plan, and she was like, no, I'm not going to sing that garbage bridge. Yeah. Just, I'll sing one line for you.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think this...
What a waste of, like, talent. That is a total waste of Janelle Monáe's talent.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's have in a great singer, but have them, like, barely sing.
Right.
And then I'll just do this garbage. Then there'll be more of me.
So you don't want to try to make sense of this?
Who cares?
The moon is on my side, Katie.
So like I'm luckier at night, so I have no reason to run away. Then he just wants to be carried home. The angels never arrive, but I can hear the choir.
What is he trying to say in this bridge?
Nothing, Brad.
Nothing. Not a single thing. Diamond. This song went diamond.
I will not disrespect myself.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen you do it.
Excuse you. I will not disrespect myself by analyzing the angel choir line. I won't do it. God. I won't do it. If you want to do it at home, that's between you and your maker. I don't know what I'm talking about now, but
please do it in your own private time where no one can see you.
Have a little self-respect.
Please. This is awful.
Yeah. And then that's it. Then it's just back to the chorus and out.
Yeah. This song won 5 Grammys, and
that's cool.
It was nominated for 13.
Well, I've always really respected the Grammys as, you know, the
taste makers.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly.
I have like a bunch of notes about the producer / co-writer of this guy Jeff Basker.
I thought you said the whole band wrote it.
Yeah, the 3 members of the band and this guy.
No, Jeff Basker is on keyboards, so I guess he is a member of the band.
Oh, he must have played on this song. I thought the band was only 3 people. But anyway, this guy, it's nothing terribly interesting. It's just like a list of people he's worked with otherwise, you know. Kanye, Brandy, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Robin Thicke, Mary J. Blige, Drake, Bruno Mars, Snoop, Beyonce, Lana Del Rey, Pink, Rolling Stones, Taylor Swift, Eminem, Ed Sheeran, Rihanna, Keith Urban, Katy Perry.
Wow, this guy defies genre.
Yeah, this guy will produce any shit that you give him.
So. Did he produce this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As well as co-writing and playing the keyboards on this song.
Mm-hmm. There are so many musicians listed on this song.
And it's 3 members of the band. Can you imagine going to a Fun Period concert?
No. I definitely can't imagine going to a fun period concert.
This a fun period concert will not be fun.
No.
Period.
Period.
I would rather see Bleachers live.
Well, Bleachers, I only know that one song, I think.
I know two of their songs, and I think they're quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'd go to Asbury Park and see just about anybody. Play
a Mario Kart tournament.
Hell yeah.
School some people, Yoshi on a bike.
Make some hot sauce.
Make, oh, that would be fun as hell.
Yeah. Huh. Drop by a cat cafe, you know, live life to the fullest.
I don't think that's a charity.
Yeah, but they have a cat cafe in Asbury.
We could do a taco crawl.
Do a pizza crawl.
That'd be nice.
Ugh, now we're just dreaming of leaving the house.
Yeah. No, never again. We're never leaving the house again. We're stuck here forever. We're going to have to do a taco crawl from the basement to the kitchen to the dining room.
Well, you better get cooking.
Oh, boy. What are you going to contribute to this?
Not much.
Nothing.
I will eat and hang out with you.
Let's talk about this weird video.
I don't even know what to say about this video. You take it.
Oh, boy. So everybody is enjoying getting the shit beaten out of them. I find it jarring that this, like, so they're playing in a bar and it just breaks out into this, like, party brawl is the best way I can think to describe it.
And no one seems upset.
No, everybody is loving it. Everybody loves fighting in this. But I found it so jarring that, like, this fight starts when the song changes from song one to song two,
mm-hmm.
and this lady just gets a bottle smashed over her head.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That she is crazy.
She gets bottled in slow motion.
Nice.
Not nice.
No.
And it's really disturbing.
And then it just gets, like, weird.
Somebody else gets glassed with, like, a candy dish in the middle.
What is that? Like, Skittles all of a sudden.
And no, like, the people who get glass smashed over their heads are fine?
I guess. I don't know. And then the part that I thought you would find most disturbing that I touched on earlier was that one guy gets smashed across the face and it looks like he has a mouthful of milk.
Yeah.
Like, who goes to a bar and orders milk?
I'll have your finest milk,
it's
please.
It's like Clockwork Orange.
Except not clever enough for that to be the actual reference. You're
right, exactly. I think that visually milk looked crazier than
beer.
A vodka tonic or something. Yeah. And then there's a stuffed dinosaur, I think it was, that gets, like, torn apart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it.
And someone's spraying water on the band.
And I, like, honestly, like, the video wouldn't bother me if it was a better song.
Yeah.
Because it's just chaos. It's just chaos happening.
It's, like, pointlessly weird, though. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like looking at it.
I mean, there's a lot of 90s songs that I love where the videos are pointlessly weird just because that was, like, the style of the time.
Yeah.
Anybody who's seen the video for Sober by Tool and sees that weird claymation meat flowing through those pipes.
No, I don't like looking at that either, though.
Yeah, it's the weirdest image I've ever seen in my life. But it's, like, it's nonsense. It's, like, the video is made because one, they needed a cell phone advertisement, because that girl who gets the bottle smashed over her head is prominently showing her cell phone multiple times.
And she throws it, and, like, the camera follows it through the air.
You can see that she has 9 emails and 3 text messages. Mm-hmm. Like, but then it's just, like, slow motion pandemonium.
Yeah.
So streamers, there's a lot of streamers. There's a couple of shirtless guys wrestling on stage. The band is never once touched.
Right.
Nate Russ's gigantic mouth
is fine.
In full effect, slow motion.
It feels like it's trying hard to do something, and I'm not even sure what it's trying hard to do.
Oh, I don't think there's a lot of, like, air quotes I'll put, like, art in this video.
But don't you think it's trying to be that?
I think it maybe it's trying to trick you into thinking there's art.
Maybe.
But
it's no digging in the dirt.
No.
That's a good video.
That is a good video. That was our last episode.
Yeah.
Yowzers, trousers. And then at the end of the video, as the girl, so it's the same girl who gets the bottle smashed over her head, is, like, walking out of the bar. What is our dog looking for? Just put him on your lap. No, he doesn't care.
Just hold him.
The same girl that's walking out of the bar, she's, like, leaving happily with her smiley face. And then another lady follows out after her. She's kind of in the background. You don't really see it in the foreground. And then another guy comes and just, like, smashes a chair over that lady's back.
Yes, he hits her with a stool.
Yeah.
And then end of video.
End of video.
What?
Are these guys, like, down with, like,
the sickness?
Beating up? Indeed.
I don't know.
Are they like pro beating women?
I hope not.
Yeah.
The messaging was very strange.
I wouldn't think Lena Dunham would go for that.
I don't know. She's weird.
She is weird, but she probably also doesn't want all women to get beaten.
No, I would agree with that statement.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't want that.
Probably, because I haven't asked her.
I don't know her.
I've never checked with Lena Dunham.
About anything.
Yeah. Not a single thing. I don't know. Maybe she'll surprise you.
I watched Girls, and I think she probably wouldn't be cool with the abuse of women. She's problematic in other ways. And, oh, now I've said problematic. Well, you're welcome, everyone. Come at me.
So nobody cares. But do you think the video is worse than the song? No.
Not at all. No, not even close. No contest. The song is worse.
Do you want to try to slap a grade on
this? Can I admit something?
Yes.
I forgot that I normally grade the songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Katie.
Welcome back, baby.
Baby.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's really bad.
Yeah.
I think it does not get a passing grade. I'll give it like a...
Wow.
No. I mean, like, it doesn't... Like, a C is a pass, right? Like, maybe it gets like a D plus. It's falling short of a approaching standards.
This was turned in on time and was the...
This was turned in on time.
Correct amount of words.
That's it. This was turned in on time.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Do you have a favorite fun period song?
Some Nights, I think.
Some Nights. Yeah.
I think that would be the favorite.
I'd go Carry On.
That is also a good song.
Yeah.
I think, but now I question everything.
But you don't know the words.
I don't know the words. Yeah. And I thought this was not a great song, but like a fine song.
Sure.
And then
you could sing along with the chorus.
And apparently I never sang along with the verses.
Yeah.
So I question everything. I'm not willing to endorse any. I'm not willing to endorse any fun.
No fun, Katie.
No fun, Katie.
Yeah. She's back, baby. Baby. Yeah.
I'm not willing to endorse any fun songs. Are you?
No. I think even though I like Carry On, and Some Nights to a degree also, I think they all pale in comparison to I Want to Get Better by Bleachers.
That's a great song.
That's a great song.
It is, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
With a terrific video, I might add.
I question everything.
Yeah.
I think that Bleachers song is a great song, but now I want to listen to it again and read the lyrics and
I think you'll be happy with what you read.
Maybe. We'll find out. To be continued. Probably not.
Probably not. Windows down, radio up?
Fudge, no.
No. Before today?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, turn it off.
For the rest of your life?
No.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, turn it. No. I mean, no.
Before today?
No. I think before today, I would have just kind of like left it at whatever volume the radio was playing.
Turned it down slightly.
Maybe would have continued my chat with whoever was in the passenger seat up until that. But yeah, I'm going to say two garbage songs in one.
Yeah. Two for the price of one.
Two garbage songs for the price of
two
one.
Two turds for the price of one. I'm embarrassed that I said that.
That was perfect. You nailed it.
You're not
We're definitely back in the swing of things.
Cut it out.
Who needs to shake off those cobwebs? Because we got it perfect now.
I need to shake them off.
All right. Well, with that, I guess I should wrap things up. So I just want to say thank you guys for listening again. If you have any questions, comments,
shaking off them cobwebs. Guys,
shaking off them cobwebs, baby. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, song suggestions, please shoot us an email. Our email address is decompositionpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @decomp_pod, Facebook and Instagram, Decomposition Podcast. Get yourself onto the Apple Podcast app. Drop us a rating and a review. Let us know what we are doing, good, bad, or otherwise. In the meantime, thanks again for listening, and you guys just chill till the next episode. Tonight.